Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we have the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. And then also I posted something on Facebook today about how I'm feeling, which has led me to dedicate the second hour to discussing what's happening in my life. Mike T. Nelson made a great point on the post. You know, 99.9% of what happens here at Superhuman Radio is one way. And I don't know about how I affect other people's lives because I very rarely get that information back because it's not conversational. And I know there's a lot of people out there who care about the show. They care about me. And so I'm going to use the second hour today to bleed a little bit, something I probably haven't done since I did Off Topic with Aaron Singerman. So that's what I'm going to do during the second hour. But without further delay, we have music.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. The sun is shining still up here in Massachusetts.
You are really a sun worshiper, aren't you? I never knew that about you.
Yeah, I am. But you know what? I play it safe, meaning I protect my skin from the inside out, and I go to a dermatologist twice a year.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm knocking on wood, no issues.
You can still love the sun and do the right thing as well. Anything exciting going over at CoachRobRegish.com or MassProSynthogen or any of the websites?
Yeah, the only thing I need to let people know that Synthogen is still out of stock. I know BodybuildingSupplements.com, Mass is taking pre-orders. But let me just drop a little clue for people. When you put that pre-order in, make it for one bottle, maybe two at the most.
Don't hoard.
There's a reason. Just take that friendly advice.
Okay.
Definitely.
So Mike
in a couple of weeks.
Mike Grady has a question for you.
Yep.
He says, I don't know if you can help me, but please try. I absolutely hate protein powders. I mean, I can't stand them. And I can't drink shakes like so many others you read about. So I need to be careful what I ingest. Is there a protein powder that you are aware of that's non-GMO, kidney friendly, and doesn't have any artificial ingredients of any kind? And by the way, you can throw the kidney friendly thing out because the whole protein powder is bad for your kidneys thing is complete hogwash. But go ahead.
Yeah, I wondered why he included that.
Do you remember who used to, I used to hate this about, we had an advertiser at one time that you also worked with, and I will not mention his name because I don't want to give him any publicity at all. But when people would call him and talk to him about his amazing protein powder, which ended up being more sugar than protein. He would always say, oh, other protein powders destroy your kidneys. And I said to him one time, can you show me the research? He had no research. He just used to say that to people. This nonsense about protein and protein powders being tough on the kidneys is exactly that. It's nonsense, folks.
Yeah, and that's been studied pretty extensively.
Jose Antonio. He just published a study where he fed guys 3.5 grams, I think, of protein per pound of body weight, and they saw zero changes in renal function.
Yeah, that's something else. So anyway, okay, so we're talking about protein. Protein is, as you probably know, one of the big three in any company's lineup. Pre-workouts, creatine, protein. I forget who it was, but upon entering the sports nutrition market, I was told by an old-timer, if you want to lose a lot of money, do a quality protein powder. And that's a true story. And you know what? From everyone I've talked to, he's right. Shipping alone is going to kill you. But beyond that, the cost of milk proteins has skyrocketed over the past couple of years. You know, if you're doing a high-end protein and you do make money on it, you're not going to make much. But be that as it may, we'll tackle your question now and see if anything fits the bill. MASS, Muscle and Sports Science, they're at bodybuildingsupplements.com, has for years sold a product called MASS Pro Whey. It's one of the very few undenatured, minimally denatured, whatever you want to say, proteins on the market. And you'd be surprised who uses it, despite endorsing other proteins for the company that he works for. Can't divulge the name, but understand he's not the only one. MASS Pro Whey, it comes in three flavors, Hershey's chocolate, berries and cream, and vanilla. All of those are great, you know, but you wanted the cleanest, purest one there is. He offers something called MASS Pro MVP, what he calls the most versatile protein. What it is it's MASS Pro Whey, but it's, you know, completely unflavored, 25 grams of pretty much the purest protein per scoop that can be blended into smoothies, pancake, or waffle batter, or even mixed into soups and stews. Now, look, you don't want to heat a protein, if at all possible, but I do know people that use plenty of MVP, and they disguise it, you know, in the various things that they make, everything from bread to other dishes. So it's usually a little bit cheaper than the flavored versions, but nothing but great things from people. That I have also used it in the past, but being able to drink it, you know, that's how I do it. Alternatively, Thrive. You know, it's sitting right in front of us. Although it's vanilla flavored, I don't think it contains any artificial flavor.
No, there's nothing artificial in it at all. Nothing artificial in it at all. And there's no thickeners. There's no anti-conglomerating agents. There's none of those things that you find in other protein powders that may not be artificial, but they are not good for digestion.
Yeah, and doesn't it use glycine?
We use glycine, stevia, and a little bit of erythritol as the sweetening matrix, yes.
Yeah, and you know what? If there's an amino acid that's underutilized and underappreciated, it's glycine. So, you know, it's great stuff. It is, and this is 100% honest, it is the best vanilla I have ever tried. It's one of only two vanillas I've ever liked. The other one was a product that was long gone. What was the name of it? Nitro Pro 40.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, they called it soft ice cream flavor. But
yeah.
Thrive tastes just like it. And it's got a much better profile, right? 20% whey, 80% casein.
Yep, that's right.
Plus,
No. The other way around.
80%
whey. It's 60-40, I think. It's 60% whey, 40% casein, because that is the ratio of mature breast milk.
Okay. But, you know, it is absolutely fantastic stuff. And let me also give you this little anecdote. For the longest time, I've been using Thrive. I took a food allergy test way back when that told me I'm severely allergic to whey. I can drink Thrive, no problem. I have no allergic reaction. I recently picked up a 3 pound of Isopure that was on sale. It was dirt cheap, so I just picked it up. I'm telling you, within 15 minutes of drinking that stuff, not only do I get stuffed up, but my tongue, particularly the bottom and the outer edges of it, it turns red and it swells up so bad, I have difficulty pronouncing my words.
Dude, that is like almost anaphylactic shock type stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary. Like I said, the tongue really swells up. And needless to say, stay far away from that stuff now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and when Rob told me about this, I said to him, see, you're not allergic to whey protein. You're allergic to specific types of whey protein because of the way they're processed and because of the artificial crap they have in them.
It has to be because that's, you know, true story. Thrive doesn't bother it. There's other stuff. I get a real bad allergic reaction.
Brad Reagan says, what are you seeing as the next big thing in sports nutrition? I have an opinion on this, too. Go ahead.
You know, it's a great question. And to reacquaint myself with the boards, I visited Anabolic Minds, bodybuilding.com, a couple other big ones. But before I get to that, let's take a look at what was, because it is a direct bearing on what's to come. When I got in the market in 85, there wasn't much beyond Weider, Unipro, and Twin Lab products. You know, Glandulars, Smilax, like Benkazide. They were all promoted as muscle builders, but of course, none of it worked. You know, then we got into the weight gainer wars. First up was Gainer's Fuel, I think, by Twin Lab. That product had around 750 calories per serving, but when the weight gain wars ultimately reached their apex, Gainer's Fuel had a whopping 2,500 calories in each shovel-sized scoop. You know, I bought and used almost all of them. They were really good at gaining around your waist, largely due to all the maltodextrin in every product that was carried. Bill Phillips and Metrix was next. You know, the story there, obviously Metrix was the greatest thing since sliced bread, so the ads would have you believe. It was actually a real good product back in the day before it got watered down. But when the money started rolling in, problems developed between Bill Phillips, Dr. Connolly, and Jeff Everson. You know, collectively, those three were the guys originally behind it. And when Phillips lost his bid for a share of Metrix, he scored a huge win with creatine, so huge it stands unchallenged to this day as the most effective natural supplement to grow muscle with. And that's 26 years later. Unfortunately for him, HMB was next, and it would prove his downfall. Feels like DECA was his assessment, and predictably, people shelled out huge money for it, and they got nothing. You know, it was a total dud. Still is, despite what they will have you believe. Then something really significant happened around 1996, pro-hormone hysteria. And it ran wild from 96 through about 2014. To a lesser extent, it's still going on today, although the real powerhouse products that will put muscle on you, those aren't around anymore. But pro-hormones, for all intents and purposes, are dead. Don't expect test boosters to pick up the slack. If any of them work to boost test high enough to accelerate muscle building, you would be hearing about them. More importantly, the government would use DASCA, the Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2014, to ban it immediately. There's catch-all language in there that'll let them do that. Which brings us to today. Everything I looked at, I could find nothing novel whatsoever in the products being offered today. They're dressed up basics, like let's call it over-caffeinated pre-workouts, fancy packaging for branched chain aminos, different spins on creatine, and of course, you know, protein. I'll tell you, although I consider Thrive to be a very innovative product, and it really has raised the bar, and I use it, and I pay for it, and that's just how it is. One thing is clear. Any new breakthrough in the sports nutrition market probably isn't going to be related to testosterone. DASCA took care of that. The product will be banned outright and fast. Instead, I think we need to turn our attention to the brain, and in particular, neurotransmitters that are involved in muscle contraction. So if you think about it, the brain controls every bodily function. That includes muscle contraction, muscle growth, and I am convinced there are additional pathways for muscle to be built. The body has a backup system, right, to make glucose. If none is eaten, gluconeogenesis in the liver, right?
Right.
So in my mind, it's why wouldn't the body have a backup system to grow muscle? If, for example, for whatever reason, your testosterone levels were very low, I am convinced that it does. It's just a matter of who's going to find it.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, as far as sports nutrition goes, I think the future of sports nutrition is a combination of ketones, carbohydrates, and protein. I think that we have all these, we have these three camps right now. And I think they're all saying, train fasted, train on ketones, or no, carbohydrates are the way to go. You train harder. And the reality is that systems and processes in your body will choose which substrate they want to run on a moment by moment basis as you train hard. Why would you restrict anything? Why not give your body everything and let the organs and systems choose what they want to run on at the moment? And I believe that in the future, these camps will either join together or some people who are sensibly experimenting like me. You know, my pre-workout includes Carbolin, Ketogenics Prime, and Thrive as the foundation. So I've got great amino acids and a great protein. I've got a great ketone supplement, and I've got a great designer carbohydrate supplement. And I say to my body, use what you choose to use so that I can train as hard as I can. I'm not going to restrict anything. And I believe that is the future of sports nutrition. No more of this, no, it's carbs, oh, it's keto, it's, no, it's everything. Give your body everything.
That's probably not a bad guess, because one of the truest statements I ever heard was everybody's using micronutrients, herbs, amino acids, et cetera, to try to accelerate muscle growth. If you want to make a macro change, big change to how you look and perform, focus on your macronutrients, protein, carbs, fats.
Right.
Protein probably being the most malleable of those three. There are, what, 22 amino acids in every intact protein strength. Different combinations of di- and tripeptides tell the body to do different things. You can see that with everything from BPC-157 to melanotan 2. So why, if they can come up with a peptide that turns your skin a golden brown, why can they not come up with a peptide that accelerates your body's ability to put on muscle?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Ian Musgrove. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. Later in the show, Carl gets whiny. You're going to want to hear this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resistance, disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive, not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So Ian Musgrove says, hey, coach, absolutely loved the latest issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. And great timing. I've been having an issue lately with tendonitis on my inner forearm up to my wrist, and it's making me miserable at my job and in the gym. Unfortunately, my job requires me to lift and grip all day. So even with time off from the gym, I'm just not getting better. I noticed you mentioned a specific peptide in this month's bulletin that increases recovery and healing. Would that be worth trying for this problem? Or would you suggest a different peptide or tactic? Any advice would be hugely appreciated.
Yeah, Ian's a great guy. He's been with me a long time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So it's my opinion that most forearm, wrist, and similar issues are simply overuse injuries. Myself, an example that I had comes to mind. I can vividly recall being in my 20s. And I had these shooting pains in my fingers and forearms. And I thought, you know, that's weird. I'm so young and I'm getting carpal tunnel. the problem was all the curls I was doing. And in particular, the Scott curl, or preacher curls. Upon dropping all direct arm work, though, two things happened. One, my pain went away. And two, my arms started growing. I'm not kidding. They grew rapidly. True story. My position on the matter to this day is that if you're doing justice to your pushing and pulling movements, your buys and tries are getting plenty of work, especially if you're starting to come down with these kinds of symptoms. But the issue here is an injury, and there are several things to look into. Here, then, is my short list. A big fan of Cissus quadrangularis, there's a brand out there called Absinutrex, Cesis Extreme. In my opinion, that's your best buy. I've used a lot of them. That one is by far the best buy. Two, curcumin, complex with either a phytosome or black pepper extract. Three, BPC 157, standalone, or it's stacked with TB 500. Four, ModGRF 129, no DAC, DAC, plus a growth hormone releasing peptide like GHRP2, 6, Ipamorelin, Hexarelin, etc. 5, Mechano Growth Factor, although to be fair, I haven't used that one. I think you have, Carl. And then finally, 6, Ice and Rest. Now, of all of those, rest is the big one. But it sounds like there's no way around that with his job. The problem is, tendons are basically avascular, meaning very little blood supply to them. Same thing with ligaments, right? So it's hard to deliver supporting nutrients. Tendons are made primarily of collagen, but it's important to understand the different types. 95% of the collagen in your tendons is so-called type 1. Now, you produce that in your body, but research shows as we age, metabolism shifts, and you begin producing less type 1. There's a European product called TendoFit, which delivers collagen type 1, the precise type of collagen that the tendons need to remain strong.
I got to throw this in. So we had a sponsor that's no longer a sponsor that makes a product called TendoGuard.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to tell people something that they're not going to like. They're going to be like, oh, that's horrible. But they make this product from the breast bone of chicks. That's right. They're killing chicks, and it's horrible. I know that. But it has type 1, 2, 5, and 10 collagens, chondroitin and mucopolysaccharides, hyaluronic acid, calcium, and sulfur all in there because when they're babies – their bones are growing, so all of the things required for rapid bone growth and setting up are in there. The product is called TendoGuard. If you can get, it's non-GMO. If you can get past the idea that they make it from baby chicks' breast bones, this is a great product. It really is.
That sounds great. That's a great tip. You know, finally, I'll just say, I can empathize with you. I know what a drag these tendons and ligament issues are. For the first time ever, I'm going to go see an orthopedic surgeon about this Thursday. So we'll see what he has to say about my tendonitis.
I tell you right now, if there's only one thing you can do, Ian, it's the BPC 157. And for acute situations, 500 micrograms, a half a milligram twice a day, and then for maintenance, 500 micrograms once a day. The research on BPC 157 that's coming forth that compelled Adel Moussa to write yet another blog post about BPC 157. Now they show that it increases, it can actually reverse and reduce osteoporosis. BPC stands for Body Protection Complex. It appears that everything in the body that requires repair from time to time is influenced by BPC 157. I am going on the record of saying that everybody should take it every single day. That's it. That's my opinion.
That's a huge statement, but, you know, given the research, probably appropriate. Quick question for you. Pinning it and using it orally.
I rather pin it. So everybody says, oh, you can use it orally, because it's true. It's an oral acceptable peptide, because the gut actually makes some amount of it, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So I rather pin it, because you really know how much you're getting. I really do.
Yeah, well, that's a great tip, and hopefully it'll do him right.
Let's do Matt Rinaldi's question next. He says, so according to most authorities, I should be eating at least 200 grams of protein per day, not using any kind of pro-hormones or steroids, and I'm 36 years old and have been training for 10 years. This is a lot of protein to get from just food. I'm getting real sick of chicken. at most of my meals. I then tried shakes, but the taste and texture of what I call milk-based proteins doesn't appeal to me. Do I have any other alternatives?
Yeah, you know, this is, look, 200 grams of protein a day from whole foods can be difficult. It's, frankly, given most people's budgets, it's a lot of chicken.
or tuna.
Or tuna, right.
Right.
So let's talk about alternatives. The first and most economical alternative is to train your body to use protein more efficiently. You know, to that end, intermittent fasting would be my preferred option. I can still recall reading about that in late 1998. Absolutely destroyed every sacred cow bodybuilding had established, including one of its most cherished. It said, you know, if you don't get 30 grams of protein every couple hours, your muscle's going to disappear. It's going to vanish. You know what? With little to lose, I tried it, and much to my amazement, I didn't lose muscle when I didn't get my 30 grams every 2 hours. What's more, I was getting by consuming about half of the protein that I had previously been taking in to maintain my lean body mass. So that's strategy number one. Fast. Try it for a minimum of 16 hours. Train. And then eat 1 to 2 large meals, dinners if you want to call them that, afterwards. Cut your protein in half and see if I was right. I have no doubt you will find the same as I did. Strategy number two is a lighter protein drink. Obviously, whey, milk and egg, all that stuff. Those are milk-based proteins. They have a certain texture. Something called Promina whey is a very pure, almost snow-white whey isolate, which isn't, you know, the best protein, but it's devoid of any milky protein mouthfeel or texture. It is used commercially in Syntrax's Nectar. They have a line of proteins called Nectar. And they're all fruit-flavored. They are not seen as much anymore in the sports nutrition market as much as they are in the bariatric surgery medical weight loss field. But you can find them by Googling Syntrax Nectar. They have flavors like roadside lemonade, sweet iced tea, fuzzy navel, just a ton of them. Very refreshing alternative to some of the milk-based proteins on the market. The one downside to it is, look, it's a whey isolate. It doesn't last long in your system. And also, unlike all the other milk-based proteins, you can't mix it in a fat, like a heavy cream or a half and half. And that's important because you never want to consume a protein drink alone with no other carbs or fats that go along for the ride or should. If you do, your body's going to get real good at burning protein for energy because that's exactly what you're giving it. And once that dietary source of protein runs out, your body will then turn to burning muscle tissue to get the amino acids that it needs. But here's the bottom line. There are alternative proteins out there that you can use in things like baked goods, MVP, MassPro MVP, or you can drink them in the form of these lighter, fruity-flavored drinks. And, yes, they really do taste like iced tea and lemonade and stuff. The best strategy, though, in my opinion, is using intermittent fasting to train your body to very efficiently use every last gram of protein that you give it. And that means intermittent fasting. If only, for example, 5 days out of 7, which is what I do, actually 6 out of 7 now. 6 out of 7 days, I'm intermittent fasting, and the other day is a carb up for me. But give that a shot. I think you'll find that those strategies work.
It's funny. I'm texting with a woman who's having symptoms the first day of her period. She ends up with what would be classified as hot flashes. she's a young girl, so she's not going through menopause. But she's having such dramatic fluctuations in estrogen, progesterone. She's having difficulty managing blood sugar. She doesn't realize that. I asked her if she ever fasts. She says she can fast it, but she has to drink lots of bone broth. I said, have you ever done a water fast? She says, I don't like it because it makes me nervous and anxious. And I said, there's your problem. You're not metabolically flexible. So while you're telling this story about the importance of intermittent fasting, I'm teaching her how to take a 16-hour intermittent fast to 17 hours, to 18 hours, to 19 hours until she's completely metabolically flexible, because I predict once she reaches that, and by the way, she definitely has PCOS, which means that she already is most likely insulin resistant to some degree. But, I mean, you're talking about intermittent fasting there. Intermittent fasting really is a complete body reset. It's so important. When it comes to nutrition, intermittent fasting is the creatine of nutrition. The way creatine is the most studied, most effective ergogenic supplement in the world, intermittent fasting is the best thing you can do from a nutritional standpoint from time to time.
I agree, 100%.
So good for you. We're going to take a break. We've got more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Go visit him at CoachRobRegish.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Jerry Byers says, I have a question about where to buy supplements. Obviously, online is cheaper, but what about buying things at your local drugstore like CVS or GNC? Sometimes I just want it now instead of waiting for Amazon to get my stuff here. Also, do you think most online reviews are legit? How do you spot a scam versus something that might actually help you?
Yeah, you know,
it's a good question. These are both good questions, aren't they?
They are. They really are. You know, where to buy supplements, for starters, is a good one. I wish more people would consider that before actually buying, but be that as it may, you know, let's look at where to buy things and whether or not that matters. What follows then is my opinion and my opinion only, although Lord knows in the 30-something years I've been doing this, I've bought at plenty of different places, both point of sale and online. First things first, you're not going to find any breakthroughs at CVS or Walmart, etc., because by the time the product gets there, its utility has generally been well documented, right, prior to when it hits mass distribution. At these places, then, you're going to find things like protein and creatine, but they're typically dressed-up versions of those products that are commanding a premium price for, at best, an average product. You for sure want to steer clear of anything labeled Body Fortress or Six Star whatever at Walmart. If you're really interested in things like protein powder, creatine, branched-chain aminos, order them online, and you're going to get, in most cases, a much better price on a much better product. So you have to wait a few days. It's not like you would have grown any faster in those 2 to 5 days had you ordered and been using products like that. Now, GNC, interestingly enough, they're entering an interesting new phase. Store-wide, lower prices to compete with online retailers. So someone at GNC finally figured out they were getting eaten alive by smarter consumers who decided to wait a few days, and as a result, shop online. They're going to save 20 to 50% more. Now, is that going to save GNC before it's too late? I don't know. We'll have to see. For now, I wouldn't give them a single dollar because all those years they absolutely raped me for overpriced junk. I'll never let that go. Online product launches have become the place for companies to introduce new products. And why not? If you think about it, they need only give away a few dozen samples of a new product to people. And most of the time, that's free. So it's an exchange for largely favorable reviews versus what? Paying tens of thousands of dollars to have a minimum run of 2,000 bottles of XYZ produced and put on store shelves, rather. You know, they then risk the product sitting there and collecting dust, and they're out all that money. On the other hand, giving free product away, that's a real pet peeve of mine. It inherently taints user's experience with that product, especially when they're doing it on the big message boards. Now, I'll give you one terrific example. Almost a year ago, a product called Tomatodyne, yes, it comes from green tomatoes, debuted, like I said, almost a year ago. The company was giving away free bottles to a dozen or so people. And what I saw was everybody getting all fired up and excited about their early experiences with it. Things like, yeah, I feel stronger. I feel like a beast in the gym. My muscles feel fuller. Until I actually came out and posted. I said, guys, how can this be a truly effective product? You've got it at one-fifth of the effective dose. It was really interesting. After that, people came back to Earth in their reviews and correctly noted that their gains, if anything, were minimal. Since then, just so you know, I have seen much higher dose Tomatodyne products. The results are the same. It looks like HMB to me, frankly. But here's the bottom line. I would only entertain ordering very high-quality variations of protein, like Thrive, creatine, like creatine mono or Crealkaline, and a solid intra-workout product using, at the very least, the essential amino acids. Everything else that I see, almost without exception, is overpriced, or it's a dressed-up basic of the examples I just mentioned, and a few exotic items out there today that, in my opinion, aren't worth the money. If something was causing dramatic or even substantial gains, you would be hearing about it. I'm not, and I don't think you are either. So take that for what it's worth.
Let's go ahead and hit the next question here real quick.
Yeah.
Do we have, let me see. We'll get all the questions answered since we can go a little long today if we have to. Nicholas Ehrman says, can you tell me what normal test levels are and how low I need to go in order to qualify for test replacement? This is a sad question.
It's a sad fact that over the last several years, total test norms have been adjusted. They've been adjusted downward.
When I first started playing around and doing things, the bottom end was 420.
Yep.
480. Was 480. If you were a man and you had test levels below 480, they considered you idiopathically hypogonadal, and you were eligible for testosterone. Over that period of the past 15 years, it's now what, 320?
Oh, no, I got a better story.
240?
It just happened again. LabCorp just lowered, they adjusted their values downward from prior 300 to 1,100 nanograms per deciliter to 240. To 900 nanograms per deciliter.
See, and folks, what you need to realize is that this is a significantly obvious warning sign to anyone who gives a crap that the population is getting sicker and sicker. Because let me assure you that with these declining levels of quote-unquote normal testosterone in men go hand-in-hand with infertility, depression, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and everything else. And this is like the testosterone is like the canary in the mine.
Yep. I second that 100%. You know, what this means is qualifying for HRT or testosterone replacement therapy just got a lot more difficult. You know, expect a good endo, though, to look at the free testosterone levels. I don't know if those have been adjusted downwards along with it.
No, I think they always stay in the, like, 35, right? I think they're somewhere above 20 to 40. They keep them in that zone. But people need to understand something. Free testosterone is a snapshot. Sex hormone-binding globulin binds and releases testosterone to allow it to be bioavailable on demand. So...
Yep.
So if your free testosterone, and the other thing is this, there's this idiocy that total testosterone has no bioavailable activity, which is nonsense. So the free testosterone is important, but it's not more important than total testosterone. I'm sorry.
It is absolutely 100% worth it to find someone, if you qualify, to give you hormone replacement or testosterone replacement therapy. I cannot tell you how awful I felt. I knew something was wrong. I had no energy. I was living on stimulants. I had no sex drive. Here's the most important thing. Everything was negative. Everything in my life, the way the prism that I looked through, it was negative. The glass was half empty. When I finally got my test levels up to where they should be, I feel fantastic. I have a great positive attitude about things. I have clean, you know, natural energy that doesn't dip like a lot of people does in the afternoon, let's say. It is life-changing, and I'll just leave it at that. It is absolutely life-changing. Get it done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the norms have been adjusted downward again, and it's sad.
And how you should try to find a way to connive and convince your doctor, that shouldn't be a discussion. Your symptoms should be more important than your testosterone levels. Any good doctor will tell you that. You go to Dr. John Chrysler, and he sees your testosterone levels of 480, even though the new normal low is 240, and you're complaining about low libido, poor erection, poor sleep, getting fat, no muscle, new muscle. He's going to prescribe testosterone for you because that's what good doctors do. Good doctors actually care enough to think about each patient and just instead of just summarily telling them, nah, you don't need testosterone. What you need is an SSRI, an anxiolytic, and a cholesterol medication. That's the difference. So don't try to find a way to convince your doctor. Find a new doctor. Fire your doctor. Feel good about life. Say to your doctor, I just want to let you know I'm firing you because I really don't think you know what you're doing. Have a wonderful day. You'll hang up the phone and you'll laugh so hard you'll feel good.
Yep. You said it. You know, things like antidepressants, statins, those things do not belong in your body. Testosterone does.
Yeah. You're not deficient in an SSRI. You're not deficient in a statin drug. You're deficient in testosterone. And doctors don't know, there's a lot of doctors out there who just don't know what they're doing. Just because they have an MD after the name, do not invest any more trust in them than they earn from making good decisions on your behalf. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Uh-oh. I like this song. At the starting of the week, at Summit Talks, you'll hear... This is some old songs. I got to freshen up the catalog here someday. Check out my blog today. I'm going to say something that is going to make 99% of Americans cringe. Beef is the only true superfood. It's not kale. It's not pumpkin seeds. You know, every day you turn around, oh, this is a superfood. Grains are not superfoods. Vegetables are not superfoods. Fruits are not superfoods. Read my blog today why beef is the only real superfood. But you'll never get the forks over knifers, the what the healthers, Beyonce and Jay-Z to admit this because everybody's on this vegan agenda, which is just going to make our population sicker. And I hope somebody finds these statements I'm making today in 2017, 100 years from now, when everybody looks back and goes, what were they thinking about? Not like wanting to do away with beef. Beef was actually the one thing that was healthy for them to eat. Read my blog. Beef, it's the only true superfood. Don't fall for the lies. Okay. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob Regish?
Tip of the day, or... My thoughts on Rich Piana, Dallas McCarver, and the state of modern bodybuilding. So, in the past month or so, we lost 2 members of the Iron community, Rich Piana and Dallas McCarver. Most will be more familiar with Piana, so I'll give you my thoughts on McCarver first. He choked to death, by the way. It had nothing to do with anabolic steroids. Now, that didn't stop some irresponsible news outlets from attributing his death to steroids, though, as is always the case when a young bodybuilder dies. It is striking to me that the general public is still so ignorant of these drugs. Many of them actually believe you can acutely overdose on them and die, just as someone that shoots too much heroin does. To me, that is mind-boggling. Piana's cause of death, st- still hasn't been made official. I'm not clear if it ever will. All sorts of theories abound. His girlfriend took to YouTube to claim the mysterious white powder, credit card, and straw that was found on a table in his home was really a pre-workout. And she said something like he snorted it versus drinking it like everybody else does, right? Now, I've never snorted a pre-workout, and I find it ridiculous that one would do that. But who knows, you know? It's possible. It's not like pre-workouts take a long time to hit you, especially the ones in powder form. I mean, they're, boom, they're pretty instant. Now, much was also made of the 20 bottles of quote-unquote steroids that were found in his home. Closer scrutiny of that claim reveals it was 20 vials of testosterone. And while test is, yes, technically a steroid, it is far and away safer than virtually every other kind of prescription drug. The big reason being what we just discussed. Testosterone belongs in your body. Things like Wellbutrin and Xanax don't. You know, you could shoot all 20 vials of that testosterone at once, and at worst, you're going to hold some water and might find it difficulty sleeping. Now, Rich did have a few close friends. Among them, well-known bodybuilder and columnist Dave Palumbo. Now, according to the thing that I saw, Palumbo claimed that Rich suffered a massive heart attack, was probably dead before he even hit the floor. He fell and hit his head, from all accounts. Of all the plausible theories, that one makes the most sense to me. He was reportedly, 6 feet tall, carried over 300 pounds.
Well, and he had evidence of severe cardiomyopathy, which is the muscles in his heart became weaker and weaker and couldn't pump anymore. So that goes hand in hand with his weight, his training, and his excessive anabolic steroid use.
Yeah.
So
about that, 300 pounds of muscle on a 6 foot frame. Life for me at 250 is uncomfortable. So for him, that had to be unbearable. I don't care if it's all muscle. It's still 300 pounds. But over-the-top muscle was his M.O., and far be it from me to knock the guy for it. That was his decision. From everything I gathered, Rich used every performance-enhancing compound he could get his hands on, which doesn't make Rich too much different than a lot of us. But, you know, he talked openly about using everything from test to DECA to Anadrol to GH to insulin to Synthol to Tren to this PMMA stuff, which apparently does what Synthol does, but is what, fiberglass or something like that? I don't know. I am likely only scratching the surface. Despite not knowing the true cause of death, you can take the following learning points away from his unfortunate example. One, don't live large at 50 to 100 pounds heavier than what your frame was meant to handle. Like I said before, whether it's muscle or not, when you walk up the stairs, your heart still has to pump blood to 300 pounds of tissue. Number two, understand the risks of polypharmacy. They go dramatically higher when you step away from bodybuilding drugs and start dealing with recreational drugs. Three, be particularly mindful of those things that don't belong in your body, right? Or things that the body recognizes as foreign. There's a much higher price to be paid for that than other things like testosterone. And number four, don't go snorting lines of anything. You know, stay away from painkillers. And for God's sake, avoid Synthol and this PMMA stuff at all costs. I'm going to finish with this. Rich Viana's story, unfortunately, is not over. And I say unfortunately because YouTube videos are starting to come out of his ex-wife and involved in things that aren't very, let's call it,
flattering.
Okay. Yeah, like in one instance, his ex-wife filmed him. He was either, I don't know if he was on recreational drugs or it was an insulin issue and he wasn't getting, you know, the sugars that he needed. Whatever it was, she's put several of these things out there in an attempt to make him look bad. There was also pretty good evidence that the associations, the company that he kept, were with people that not just lifted weights and liked being big and strong, but people selling methamphetamine and other types of illegal drugs. Folks, this is not bodybuilding, or it's not what bodybuilding should be, in my opinion. It is so far removed from the golden age of bodybuilding, when these men weren't just big and strong, but they were flexible and athletic and healthy as all get out, you know? It makes me sad to see bodybuilding associated with these things. So you can't do anything about the Rich Pianos of the world, but you can do a lot about the company that you keep, the lifestyle that you live, and the image that you portray to the general public. You know, going out of your way to hold a door, saying please and thank you, you know, to me, these are very basic things that people need to be doing to show others that bodybuilders are not just drug-abusing psychos. I guess that's the end of my rant.
Okay. And you know what? The reality is that the fact that these two guys were bodybuilders is the only connection that they have.
Yeah.
You know, I said this when I mentioned it too. Right now there are two accountants who are going to be killed somewhere, and they're going to be killed due to completely different circumstances, but because they're accountants, are we going to say, oh, accountants, very, very risky lifestyle? And this is what they're trying to do to bodybuilding right now. It has nothing to do with bodybuilding, what happened here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to bleed for the audience, something I haven't done for a long time. As a result of a Facebook post this morning, I've received an enormous amount of private messages, text messages, phone calls. I know the phone calls are coming in because of that. And I want to share how I feel. Stay tuned.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
U.S. Wellness
Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So this morning, a couple hours ago, I posted on Facebook, I've never felt weaker and more beaten down than I do today. It's true. So many challenges on so many fronts, and safe places aren't safe any longer. I feel as though I could sleep for 10 years, just the weight of the sadness. But I go on. And I guess I really was putting that out there as a kind of a, you know, I have so many people who say this show helps them. And I know that. You know, I know that's true. And at the same time, it's a one-way dialogue. You know, I do the show and people listen to the show, but it's not bi-directional. So I really don't have a chance to share some of the things that I want to share with people because they don't fit into the context of shows for quite often. But there is so much going wrong right now for me. It's just, it becomes overwhelming. And maybe I'm just being a whiny bitch. I don't know. Maybe I am. You know, Rob, you tell me, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't think you are, but go ahead.
So first of all, my body. My body is not cooperating. April of last year, I crushed my left foot. I've been living with it. The pain is excruciating. I train with it. The pain is excruciating. Just standing on it, the pain is excruciating. I finally have made an appointment. October 10th, I go in to see a surgeon. I didn't want to have surgery for a variety of reasons. Let me start. The cost. When I had my tricep reattached, the reality was that I ended up paying up for 80% of the surgery because Blue Cross Blue Shield wrote off everything. They didn't pay crap. So here I go again. I'm going to have a surgery on my foot. So what's wrong with my foot? I basically have two dislocated toes that have moved up on top of the foot and out of the joints. And now my foot's kind of collapsing. My arch is collapsing. My big toe is rolling in, and now I have a bunion too. And keep in mind, I wear five fingers, so it's not like as though I'm sticking my foot in a narrow shoe and causing this. This is just the foot doing what it wants to do right now. So this is going to be a pretty intense surgery. Three toes have to be broken, readjusted, realigned, devices and bolts and screws and all this sort of stuff. And then there's the possibility that my foot won't work the way I want it to. I haven't been able to do cardio the way I want to since April of last year. I can't run. My foot kills me if I run. Okay. That's just my foot. Now, for those of you who know my history and my sister, Valerie, who passed away 4 years ago from what they said was Parkinson's disease, which I still don't believe it was. I never did. I most likely have this same neurological disorder that she had. I thought it was from my lumbar spine. But the numbness in my legs has moved up into my thighs too uniformly for it to be L4, L5 compression. The possibility of both sciatic nerves being crushed exactly the same, causing the same amount of numbness and spasticity in the legs is rare. The numbness has moved to my hands and more recently, my face. My face is starting to get numb. Left side of my forehead. And I'm pretty sure that I have some sort of neurological degenerative disease. There's no doubt in my mind about it. It's moving very fast all of a sudden, too, which has made me go back to keto, by the way. So I got that, right? And my legs don't want to work right anymore. They're so stiff. They hurt so bad. From my glutes down to my feet, I'm in pain all the time. I actually have to think about moving. Think about walking. The bandwidth that it takes to compensate for this chronic pain is so distracting in my day-to-day affairs. It's unbelievable. I feel so bad for my good friend Arnold Freeman, who lives in California. We started first grade together because he's had several spine surgeries. He lives in chronic pain all the time. I know what it's like now. Chronic pain saps your desire to do anything. If your iPhone charger is upstairs, you're thinking about ways not to have to go up the stairs. And so there's that. There's the onset of this obvious neurological degenerative disease that probably runs in my family, and maybe there's some genetic predisposition to this. Got to be, because I think my Aunt Kay had it. My father used to complain about something similar, I remember now. So there's that. For those of you who followed a couple months ago what I call the hijacking of the .com website, which it was a hijacking, I haven't talked openly about this. I've actually just tried to get past it because my focus was to get SupremeRadio.net up and get the traffic reestablished, which we have done, by the way. By the end of next month, we'll be back to normal. Our Alexa score is already down below 500,000. We were 14 million the day that .com went away and we had to switch to .net. It's cost me money. I've had to employ people to work on Google links and listings and all this other stuff unnecessarily. But I had gotten so much bad advice from attorneys during my divorce that my divorce became such a dramatic financial burden to me. I don't make a lot of money, okay? I make a good living. I could live a good life if I could use my money for my life. But unfortunately, the judge in my divorce had no other choice but to issue a default judgment, which basically means that every single thing my ex-wife asked for through her attorney, the judge gave her because there was no one to fight back. They struck my arguments because my then attorney told me I didn't have to be there in the courtroom because I was in Arizona caring for my mother. My father had just died. He said, no, you don't have to fly back. I can handle this. Well, come to find out that he was wrong, that my lack of presence did not allow me to argue anything. So they just struck all of his arguments. So everything that my ex-wife asked for, she got. The amount of money she asked for, all the furniture in the house, all of the, I walked away from a 20-year marriage with six boxes of clothes. Imagine that. Okay. Now, okay. I'm good with that. I'll roll. I can roll. I'm asked to pay an amount of money that is more than 50% of my personal monthly income. Okay. Okay. I'll roll. I can live with that. But one of the other things that my ex-wife's attorney asked for, and of course got through default judgment, was superhumanradio.com. So I got behind on my alimony because I'm not making enough money to pay everybody and also support my ex-wife. And even though it's ordered by the court, I feel it's exploitive to exploit another human being. But that's just my feelings, probably because I'm the one that has to pay. Well, I have recently filed bankruptcy to protect myself from going to jail because my ex-wife keeps dragging me back to court because I keep getting behind on alimony. Well, she went ahead and executed her right under Judge George's decree to take .com and point it at a page that has nothing but horrible, disgusting, vile, vicious, mean-spirited stuff about me on it. And keep in mind, some of it's true, but some of it is lies. I've spoken to a libel attorney in Pennsylvania, but I don't have the money to pay him to fight it. But he says, oh my God, you can definitely fight this. Here's what I need as a retainer. So there's that, right? I'm being crushed by that. We've lost advertisers. It doesn't sound like it to you, but Papa Vince, as soon as she saw that website.com, she called me. Oh, I can't advertise with you anymore. But I felt bad for them because this is my personal situation. So I felt bad for them. So I continue to run their spots until we find new advertisers to replace them. And on top of that, the new advertisers we're bringing aboard at a fraction of what we used to charge, because I can't in good conscience bring them aboard based on what we were doing before until we get back to where we will be in another month. So that's caused a crushing effect on my income. You know, so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking this morning, like, maybe I'll be crippled in 5 years like my sister was. And is this the end of my life, struggling and fighting so that I can pay my ex-wife alimony and have her suck blood out of me, literally? Is this the end of my life that all I can do right now is just keep moving forward inch by inch while people are pushing me back foot by foot? And I just felt a sense of weakness this morning. I felt a sense of sadness. I felt heavy from the sadness. Like, where is the karma? I don't believe in karma anymore. There is no karma. They can't be karma. Right now, there is a person sitting in a doctor's office being diagnosed with a terminal disease who's done nothing wrong in his or her life, who prayed, went to church, raised their children, did everything right, and they are being told that there's a disease. And then there are people out there who do nothing. They contribute nothing. They literally suck life out of other people. All they do is mean stuff, and they don't get diseases. How can you believe in a higher power? How can you believe in karma when this is the way life goes? I can't. Now, a lot of you may be listening and thinking, Carl, you're just feeling sorry for yourself. And yes, I am. There's no doubt about it. But I've been living under this weight, mounting pressure, constant weight, for so many years now. I just want it to end. I love coming in here and getting behind this microphone. I was crying this morning. I thought, how am I going to do a show? But then when I get behind this microphone, I connect at least one-sided to all of you out there who I know are listening and who I love because you've given me a dream come true to do this for a job. But I just feel so buried alive right now.
I would feel that way too, Carl. If I had all those things going on, I think it's fair to say anybody would feel overwhelmed. But and especially, right, we put a premium on our bodies and physical performance. So when your body starts breaking down, you become lost in a very deep way. But the thing you need to understand is that you have done
so much good in the world for the people that tune in to listen to this podcast every day. Your life is going to turn around, and there will be solutions for what you think, you know, are all of these problems. I was in a similar situation, as you know, 2 years ago, and you picked the phone up to call me and to tell me that you might not believe this, but somewhere down the road, there's a wonderful woman waiting for you that's going to make your life complete. And the sun will come up, and you will feel much better. And you know how low I was.
Yeah.
So I would tell you all of that and to believe it. And that this might be a particularly bad day because all those thoughts are racing through your head. But the sun will come up tomorrow.
Yeah.
There will be an end to this all. And it'll be a good one, not a bad one.
I will fight this. I am fighting this. It's not that I will. I am fighting this. I mean, I fight hard. I continue to train hard. But did I mention I popped the right attachment off my hamstring doing heavy back extensions with a 160-pound dumbbell?
Wow.
Because I'm an asshole, right? Because I want to show my body that I control it. It doesn't control me. And I probably could have done the set. It was my second set. But the problem was I changed my leg routine up that day. I made some mistakes that I look back at and I say, you know, I did this to myself. And it's okay. You know, one time I said I was going to stop doing the show because I was losing my level of strength. And Jan's foot, it said, that's not why we love you doing the show. We don't care if you're strong or not. And I get that, but I do. And Derek Martin messaged me this morning after I posted that, asking me if everything was okay, and we had a little communication. He said, you know, you have a lot of friends and supporters out there. Let us send our energy back to you. Sometimes being strong means letting others know that you're weak. I am at the weakest point in my life right now. And I miss my mother and father, my sister.
It's okay, man. It's all right to feel that way. But you've got this huge extended family of listeners and people involved in Superhuman Radio that are going to help you.
Yeah. And I do believe that. I think that's why I'm sharing this, because I'm probably doing this more for me, to get it out and get you know, I've been hiding this secret about the degenerative nerve situation. I've been keeping it to myself. You know, when it's something as serious like that, I like to suffer in silence and keep it to myself. And I really have. I've been keeping it to myself. And I kind of felt like I needed to just get this out and rip the Band-Aid off and get over it so I can move past it. Now everybody knows.
Yeah. And like I said, don't necessarily jump to conclusions that that's what it is, some horrible degenerative disease. It could be, but why go there if you don't know that already? I mean, there's, as you know, there's always something that you can do.
Yeah.
You have access to what's the greatest list of medical doctors, industry experts that I've ever seen.
Oh, I'm reaching out. Trust me. I've already had messages with Dr. Chrysler. I am going to conquer this, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to conquer it. And I have a mission. So my Aunt Kay developed something like this, and she was wheelchair ridden for probably the last third of her life. My father complained about his legs and hands and feet towards the end of his life. Same thing, numbness. And I think mine is a bit more progressive. My sister, I watched her literally become trapped in her body to where she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat, breathing was a struggle. I am sure that my sister was misdiagnosed. She did not have Parkinson's disease. She had this. Because I remember when she went to the doctor. She went to the doctor. Look, my sister taught spinning classes at Pure Fitness in Tempe, Arizona. She was the top spinning instructor. You didn't take her class unless you had balls of steel and could go out all out for an hour at a time. And they used to call her the Energizer Bunny because she was only like 5 foot tall, 98 pounds. And she went to the doctor because she said that she's noticing that her legs are getting stiff and weak. That's why she went to the doctor. So they put her on an, this is the God's honest, because I went with her to most of these doctor's appointments. I used to fly out there to go with her to different clinics. So what did they do? They put her on antidepressants. They said, oh, you're just depressed. Well, the antidepressant they put her on gave her the shakes. She developed tremor. Now when she goes back to the doctor says, oh, you got Parkinson's disease. And that's how she was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. She went in and said, I'm having weakness and stiffness in my legs. I'm noticing it when I'm teaching my classes. And they told her she was depressed. This is what's wrong with the medical orthodoxy. There are doctors out there, I swear, I'm saying this in the mood of the discussion, and I really don't expect people to kill doctors, but there are doctors out there that should really be hit in the head with a baseball bat because of what they do when they misdiagnose a patient. No one said, oh, wait a minute, you developed these tremors after you started taking, and I can't think of the name of the, it'll come to me. It's one that actually states that one of the potential side effects is loss of muscle function and Parkinson's like symptoms. No one said, oh, it's the SSRI you're on. Let's get you off of that. No, they diagnosed her with Parkinson's and put her on Sinemet, levodopa and carbidopa. That is an amazing, an amazing breach of what medicine is supposed to be. They killed her. Once she was on the dopamine, that was it for her. Because they didn't treat the real disease. It kept progressing. She went for everything. She went for deep brain stimulation. She had to wear a battery underneath her skin, the poor thing. Never complained. She went for stem cell, but she died before the cells were ready. She starved to death. I convinced her to put a feeding tube in so that the work they were doing at UCLA with the stem cells would come through. But she ended up dying. It was so sad to watch. It all could have been avoided. I know it could have been. People have been saying, oh, well, you don't know. Doctors know shit. I just cursed. I'm sorry. I'll bleep it. Doctors don't know shit. They're just meandering through this like everybody else. Their guess is just as good as yours.
Yeah, except their drugs do.
Yeah. I just talked about that. 100,000 people a year die because of the side effects, the known side effects of drugs. Think about that, right? We lost 48,000 people in the Vietnam War. Oh, my God, how horrible. 100,000 people will die this year and next year because they took their drugs the way their doctor told them to, and the known side effects of those drugs caused secondary conditions that killed them. Think about that. 100,000. And we're arguing about who's taking a knee for the friggin' national anthem? Seriously? Let's go to the FDA and dismantle them. Let's go to these organizations that protect these drug companies and dismantle them. I mean, there are bigger fights out there. And no one's paying attention. It's not global warming. I'm sorry. It's what the food and drug companies are doing to this population that's literally making them sick. We wouldn't need health care if we stopped them from killing us.
Look at the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, 91 people a day are dying from opioids now. It's madness. But anyway, so I got it off my chest. That's what's going on with me. And I'm sorry if I brought you all down. I really am. But I really do feel sad. And it'll go away. In a day or two, it'll go away. And it always does. I'm a very optimistic person. It's very rare that I find myself in this situation where I can't bring myself out of it. But today certain things happened that just made me feel like, oh my God, the harder I work, the harder it gets.
You got a whole extended family out here, man, that's willing to do whatever they can to help you.
Yeah. No, I do know that, and that's why I'm sharing this. That's literally why I'm sharing this. And I appreciate everybody's comments and private messages and phone calls. And God, I didn't know who was going to do this. I'll tell you that. I was just feeling sorry for myself. And I'm sorry for being a big douche, for feeling sorry for myself. I really am. Anyway, that's it. How do we end this on an up note?
It happens to all of us, man. And I can only tell you, when I realized at age 38 it was over for me, trying to be the biggest, strongest guy in the world, the thing that helped the most was then taking my time and energy and helping other people by writing the book. And there would have never been a Coach Rob Regis if it wasn't for 5 years ago, Carl Lenore gave me my break.
And what a great break. We still talk about it. That was the best interview with you and Rob Wolf. Well, I don't know about being in Africa and monkeys. That was so great. That was so great. I thought to myself, who is this guy? This guy is okay. I like this guy.
So, you know what? And collectively, we have helped tons of people. You know, you've seen the emails. I get them every day. So I get the texts. I get the emails. I get it on private messages all the time. Hey, man. Heard you on Superhuman Radio. Thanks so much for that tip. Think about that, you know?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to spend your time and energy, in my opinion.
So Stel Yo, who's a great guy, just wrote on that post, we come into this world alone and we leave this world the same way. But in the world, we don't have to be alone. It takes a big man to vent, especially on a public forum. Definitely the healthier way, instead of bottling it up. And clearly you have lots of support. Oh, he must be listening live. Injuries can be recovered from. Relationships can be remended. Money can always be made again. It's all simple, takes time and patience. And through it all, critical thinkers like you rise again like the phoenix, stronger and wiser. Wow, this is going to make me cry.
We love you, man. That's just how it is.
I got to go. We have to go. I don't want to be the big whiny baby here. But this has been good. You know what? This is cathartic. And I'm sorry for those of you who are like, why are we listening to this? But to those of you who are, you know, sending me good thoughts and stuff like that, thank you very much. I feel it. I appreciate it. And Rob, you are the closest friend I have that I've never been able to sit down and meet. People should only know all the support that you've given this show over the years. So I thank you for that. Okay.
You bet, man. We're all in it together.
All right, man. We'll see you next weekend. We'll see you tomorrow with the super. I got a great interview tomorrow. The man who taught me so much, Al Perkins. When I was going through my divorce, I was ordered into a domestic violence treatment program. And I learned so much from this guy, that I wanted to interview him, but I never knew how to reach him. And sure enough, I ran into him at the grocery store the other day, and he's coming on tomorrow at 12:30. And this is going to be a must-listen show for all men. The show is going to be called Open Season on Men. And if you're a guy, you're going to want to listen to tomorrow's show. So check it out. We'll see you by tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget, visit CoachRobRegish.com.
Thanks, man.
See you later.